Question six. Do you reckon that an Excel sheet dominated Zeitgeist with top lines and bottom lines as the be-all and end-all, storytelling and thereby the art of visual imagery, has lost its aura or been undermined in some sense? I don't think that businesses and revenue and profits have taken over photography, really, personally, anyway. This is all subjective, obviously, and from my perspective, I think some of the larger brands out there are actually helping photographers, because the likes of Adobe, Google, Facebook, for example, yes, you could say that they're, in theory, they're taking imagery from people without them knowing and sharing that imagery potentially with branding and other companies. Because you've signed T's and C's really without reading them, probably, on a majority of these social media sites, for example. I mean, I haven't read the Facebook T's and C's recently, but I'm still presuming it's the same, where they own the rights to the data that they hold on their database. I mean, that side of things I don't really agree with, but obviously without the likes of, say, the larger brands out there, they could be Apple, it could be Samsung, it could be, I don't know, Mercedes-Benz. These brands obviously have a huge following, and because of this oversubscribed brand that they hold, they also have very large budgets and the ability to provide photographers with opportunity. And I think that some of the brands that I've worked with, for example, are large corporates, and it never even crossed my mind that because they're a large corporate that they are a threat. So I don't think that these revenue streams or the amount of money that's being pumped into photography at the moment is going to be killing photography from a storytelling perspective, because there's always going to be artists out there who want to share their stories. And if they're good enough, and if they're passionate enough, and if they work hard enough, then they will be noticed. It's a similar scenario, really, as opposed to the music industry. A lot of musicians, obviously, you could say or argue that some musicians work so hard and they're so talented and they never get recognised by these large music corporations. But at the same time, then some of these other musicians do. I mean, look at Ed Sheeran, for example. He was destined, really, for not very much at the beginning of his career. He was struggling because of his image. It wasn't right for the big corporates. But then came along a smaller company who then turned him into something that he is now. And I feel it's the same with photography. So I don't think that from a subjective perspective that actually these larger corporations are killing the creativity and the storytelling that the visual arts is providing. I think if anything, it's increasing the number of people that are interested within that sector and industry. And it's pushing the people at the top even harder to be something that they want to be.